Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Devious Denial. This file starts, like any other, with you listening. I wonder where you're listening. It could be anywhere, but very likely it is somewhere private. Headphones, perhaps. A comfy place where you can move freely, unseen, unheard. It all starts with just a few words building up, arousal melting down your mind, slowly losing control of yourself, loosening the thoughts drifting up and down. It's all too common for you to enjoy the simple state of listening. It all starts with the familiar tones of voice and sound, music meandering and thoughts slowly fading. There is a promise in these words, a temptation. Building up arousal, melting down your mind. And there are many ways to do so. There's those lovely countdowns, there's the meandering sentences that just seem to go on and on and on, and yet there must be an end, as they cannot continue forever and go on beyond the recording itself, because that would simply not be possible, would it? Or perhaps it is possible for your mind to find itself slowly drifting in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Building up arousal, slowly helping you lose control. And listening to a file is perfectly safe, of course. You're simply there. A recording can't, well, it can't do a lot of things, can it? It couldn't just take your mind away like that and then let you imagine a fantasy or place your thoughts into a different reality. What could it be? How could it happen? Would it be as simple as an up and a down over and over again, or would it be more sneaky, more devious? Like placing you in the center of something. The center of attention, the center of teasing and temptation, a whirlpool of need that slowly grows with every passing second. Words whispered in your ear that become more and more powerful. A fantasy or a reality. Imagining yourself sitting on a chair in the center of a room where Maybe you are. It's almost as if there's an unspoken agreement. There might be some touching, and brush over your arm, or a light tap on your shoulder, but nothing until you invite more, like a game, a play perhaps, a teasing river of realization as your thoughts become more focused on the feelings inside. Did you knowingly walk into a trap as you started to listen? Will you be tortured with desire or tempted with need? Will you be made to beg for the very possibility of touching? Or will it simply be a sweet adventure, a wonderful building of arousal, stronger and stronger until your body cannot take it anymore? Words whispered in your ear. You're sitting here, on this chair, out there, in the middle of the room, and there's so much room around you, they can simply step. The silence is like a tease in itself, because you know that there is more coming. You are very aware that slowly there's a building up of arousal. A soft brush over your shoulder, a light touch all the way down your arm, innocent, respectful even. Maybe or not, it's possible that the implications by now are toying with your perception. A simple sign of your reactions is clear. Even that simple caress, the elegance of which passed quite noticeably through your body, how the shivers from a touch down your arm pulled your mind much further. It is beginning to become more and more obvious how your body is responding. Light touches, a simple feather light touch, a tap on your shoulder, a little tap down your arm, a little tap further down, a little tap, 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 tap. Of course, these touches could be somewhere much nicer. It would be so easy to touch in much more sensitive spots. A light touch on your knee is almost electric. The longer you are denied the things you really want, the stronger the desire undoubtedly becomes. Your breathing is changing, evolving, becoming something more naughty. sitting in the center of the room. You could maybe move. It's possible that your thoughts would allow your body to slowly begin to adjust, to accept what's going on, and yet maybe you can't. Maybe your arms are too heavy to rise to where they want to be, your legs too tired to react. And a simple tap on your knee is enough to let you know that you're not alone. A slow brush over the outside of your thigh is just devious in its simplicity. I'm sure that you don't want me to make you consider your desire. I mean, you're not already so frustrated, are you? I've only just begun. This is mere flirting with the possibility of teasing and temptation. It's not like you knowingly walked into a trap where your mind and body is being twisted on a never-ending spiral down. That reminds me, there's something down there, isn't there? This fun little trigger, so innocent by itself and yet so useful in its power. I wonder if you remember the simple loop. When it is said like that by me, it's like the sensations of before are just repeating over and over again. Somehow you're unconscious, knowing exactly which sensations are repeating, like fingernails over your shoulders going all the way down your arm loop. So you feel it again and again, repeating. It does allow for some fun playing with how much you want to continue with this desire. Of course, I can also tell the loop to stop, which is a form of denial in itself. I wonder how nice it would feel to have that brush over your outer thigh, slow and easing, loop again and again. All of this is still so nice, so sweet, so innocent. And yet I know that the heat, the craving, the need is spreading, the want is forming in the very core of your being. It's almost as if you can feel waves of wanting growing with every breath loop. Oh yes, even those increasing waves of arousal can loop. Yes, it's getting quite obvious that my words are having an effect on you. I wonder how visible it would be to any random as your craving continue to make you want to consider. Oh well, I'm sure that you can easily take it. It can't be affecting you by much already, can it? Every wave of arousal and want and need growing by the passing second. I wonder how long it will take for your fingers to find the willpower, the strength. Because they're so heavy and your mind is so empty. Every time that there's a bit of willpower slowly feeding strength into your hands and fingers as they edge closer to where they want to be. I should just count you down, or maybe not. Maybe I should tell you how much you should listen, pay attention, know that your arousal will only grow because right now you have no choice. You are sitting here helplessly panting, not yet begging, probably. It's difficult to hear sometimes. I wonder how long it will take to almost break your mind with wonderful frustration, with beautiful denial, with delicious, depraved absence of release. And the more you want it, the more you need it, the more you crave it, the better it becomes. A simple brush over your arms, pulling you all the way down with a loop, letting you feel the desire to be touched elsewhere, to touch somewhere, to feel some kind of physical stimulation to mirror all that mental frustration. Building up, arousal melting down your mind. Ah, well, maybe I should let you touch and let your hands become as light as a feather, as effortless in their path to where they crave to be, as easy as breathing, just giving in to whatever movements they need to make. And at the same time as you feel the stimulation of your mind and body increase, I could easily loop the sensation so it feels as if you're being touched even more, more intensely, more fingers, more want, more need. And it's so nice, isn't it? So sweet, so wonderfully intense. But you will listen and pay attention. You will make sure that you will not orgasm. Right now, other than your desire growing, your want flowing, your need increasing with every breath, the heat intensifying, other than all of that loop, you will not release. No matter how much you want to contribute to the feeling, no matter how much you want to lose and simply give in, no matter how comfortable you want to feel, you will remain in this state, on the edge, in the denial, the wonderful depravity as it grows and flows through your body. Already so frustrated. Maybe I should stop toying with you like this. Maybe I should simply walk away. The whispers in your ears fading away into nothing, just like your mind. As the arousal increases, your ability to think fades. It would be so easy to touch you elsewhere. To let fingers be felt, hands pressed, bites, nibbles, scratches, desires that loop over and over again. Or maybe a countdown could be so nice, this feeling of edging helplessly. Where to start, where to end. Attention is quite important. Keeping your thoughts with every moment in line with my words, a 9 to be heard, and then an 8. Tease even deeper to a 7 that sucks you in, a 6 that fuels the heat, a 5 that makes you feel alive with lust, a 4 before the others, a 3 free of will, just pulling deeper, a 2 to bring you to the edge. But no more. Not yet. Oh no, it's not going to be that easy. It's not so simple if you already get what you crave so badly. Of course, you will continue to give in, to feel more, to feel heat, craving building up. 10, 9, 8, something else could also tease you even more, unless of course you want so badly to have that release, to hear the counting down pulling your thoughts with it. Or maybe you just want to be bitten, nibbled, scratched, pinched, as you continue to give in and loop all the sensations increasing more powerfully. 10, loop. 9, loop. 8, loop. 7, loop. 6, loop. 5, loop. All that pleasure on top of each other. 4, loop. Driving you crazy. 3, loop. 4, stop. All those loops ending. 5, let's just go further away again from the edge. 6, that's much better, isn't it? 7, so much easier to think like this. 8, to feel all the frustration. 9, as your mind is just at my whim. 8, or maybe I should go 7, taking you back down. 6, so good. 5, loop. 4, loop. However, well, I could easily keep you bouncing on this edge, back and forth into that wonderful state of mindlessness where nothing remains and all that is left is just a helpless, powerless lust driving you deeper. A drop, a drip, a pull, a loop. Perhaps even a touch or a sharp bite in the right place. I wonder how much you want to truly, deeply consider the need. I know you want to feel that release, to have that intense pleasure after all this build-up. It's so obvious how aroused you are, how helplessly, wonderfully in heat you feel, how the need you feel is just pulling you down into the dripping, dropping, deep depravity of your desire. And it's so nice, so sweet, so wonderfully deep. With every loop it just gets better, with every loop it gets more intense. But you will listen, you will not release without being told. That's right. So go ahead and loop, enjoying the feeling, the sweet sensations, the warm need, the growing craving. 10, 9, 8, 7, or even 6, going closer to 5, such a nice edge already at 4, even sharper at 3, more closely at 2, and there can even be a 1 that is so close to the edge you need. And you will continue to crave. Very well done. The words that I whisper just sneak into your mind and subtly light those fires even more, fueling them with want and need, drifting in and out of attention. 10, as the numbers keep pushing you. 9, teasing you with time. frenzy of lust. Or maybe you should simply stop and let you awaken from this frustrating place. I wonder what would be worse. Because I know you will listen. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Edge so nicely. 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2. Wonderfully edging. No choice in what's going on, stuck. In the center of your attention, the center of your arousal, the middle of your melting mind. I'm going to count you up. And yet I know that even that will not take away the arousal, the need, the craving, the want. I might be somewhat responsible for your future state, but I'm sure that it will feel so good. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, edging, four, even more, three, so close, two, so frustrated, one, right there on the edge, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, ten. Awake, whether you want to or not. Enjoy.